Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel, 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel, 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with The Trenches by Paw People. It is, well, this thoroughly confusing Thursday. That sounds about right. It's the 17th day of November, 2022. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530. Then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 34 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 38 degrees, and goddammit, it's just been cold, freezing-ass cold in the morning. No precipitation. It's more cold. About what the almanac said. We're going to freeze our ass off, and we ain't going to get no goddamn snow and no rain. Might as well get that through your head. I better get it through my head. I guess I live here. Let's see what we got going here. Republicans join Democrats to advance same-sex marriage bill in historic defeat for conservatives. We'll get that when we get back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Well, it's always been the conservatives and the Republicans and, you know, against the Democrats and the communists. And I mean, all this fucking horseshit. We weren't supposed to be political parties to start with, people. We're supposed to be individual, free, sovereign nationals. And we're supposed to make up our own goddamn minds. We're not supposed to follow some party platform or any of this other bullshit that we have been following. We're going to look at the, let's take a look at the old Bill of Rights, you know, the highest law in this fucking land, the unalienable law of this land. Article 1, Congress shall make no law respecting the establishment of religion nor prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Pretty simple fucking statement, ain't it? But what does it mean? I mean, where does it go from there? What happened? What went fucking wrong? You got here, in perhaps the greatest defeat conservatives have ever suffered at the hands of Republicans. Republicans, what, they're all for the conservatives. They're all for the, oh no, they're not. They all shit through the same hole. They're all the same part of the corporate mafia. They just use different people in different roles as it suits them. The Senate today advanced Democrats' bill to enshrine same-sex marriage into federal law in a vote of 62-37. Well, they just can't fucking do that. They do not make law. Law is made like the Bill of Rights was fucking made, through ratification, through the fucking states, and they can't even do it because they don't got fucking states no more. They just got corporations. They can't do it. But my not wanting them to do it, me thinking it's a sick fucking thing, it doesn't matter. Because you know why? I'm going to tell you why. I'm going to tell you who's at fucking fault here. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof. Who abridged it? Who abridged the first article? Who violated that law and caused all this fucking shit we're living through? It was the goddamn churches. It was the goddamn pastors and deacons and sons of bitches that wanted to make fucking money off of it. I know what a fucking church is. I was raised right next door to a church, in the church, in the pastor's fucking house, and then him and his wife were like a second mom and dad to me. I was raised in a covenant. I was a Royal Ranger. I was a soldier of God. I got my first Bible by memorizing goddamn scripture. That's why when people get on here and try to think they're going to fucking lecture me about goddamn religion, they're fucking way off base. They're not even close. And I studied religion 10 fucking years. You're just out of your fucking league. But it is the churches. The churches were independent, like the people. Just like I'm an individual free sovereign national and this goddamn government has no fucking control over me. That's not a government. This goddamn corporation, this federal fucking corporation, this United States corporation, Title 15, Title 82, Definition 15, I believe it is. It'll tell you. These churches joined voluntarily with the fucking government to make money. To serve mammon. You see, a marriage, people, it's a religious ceremony. It's done within the covenant of your church around the people that are your extended family. That are the people that, you know, you have a doctrine in a church. A doctrine is a belief system. What parts of the Bible, you know, that the people are, you know, study and they truly believe it. And then you turn around and the next thing you know, two men are wanting to come in your church. They can't do that. If you don't take that 501c3, you say, you know what, you're excommunicated. Get the fuck out of here and don't come back. That was the power of the fucking church before they joined. With the goddamn federal, the federal goddamn corporation. Now look at them. They're down on the goddamn border aiding in the invasion of this fucking country.
Hey, Henry.
Yes, sir.
Hey, the 1871 Act, wasn't through the church, was it?
I'm not quite sure. I can't answer that question. I'll read it and I'll tell you next time I'm on the air.
Okay, yeah, because I was kind of confused about the state of the church and how they, because it was supposed to be separate.
It is, the church is. See, the people.
Yeah, it was supposed to be separate from the state. I mean, that's what it was supposed
to be. Oh, yes, absolutely. And that's why.
I don't know.
And that's why the first article was written. They were religious fucking people.
Yeah.
And they wanted, they didn't
know how that worked, 1871 Act through.
Well, the Church of England was the ones oppressing them. That's why they would cross an ocean and go into a wilderness to get the fuck away from them. The church runs the state. And the state and the church have joined in these 501c3 contracts. Is when they take, when a church takes that 501c3 contract, it becomes an agent of the state. That's why you gotta have a marriage license. Marriage is a goddamn, it's a religious ceremony. It's with the covenant of your church. You take vows, she takes vows in front of your, like I said, your extended family. And that goddamn preacher, when they take that 501c3, he is signing that license as an agent of the state. Why? Because if you ever have any trouble with your wife or your husband and there's children involved, who's the controlling party? See, you got you and you got your wife and you're diametrically opposed to one another. So the one in the middle of the goddamn state, well, we're going to take half your estate. They just start grabbing fucking shit and they got the authority to do it because the goddamn preacher sold out the goddamn fucking church for money. Mammon. Plain and simple. When those churches took those 501c3s, they violated the first fucking article, plain and simple. And they were separate. Now the people, they're separate. They rule themselves autonomously. The churches were absolutely separate, just like the people. You set up a church and you set down your doctrine. You got your congregation. You brought your people in there and what you, cause you're interpreting the fucking Bible. And so when something come up like fucking homosexual marriage, well, you go right straight to your Bible. You're sitting there in church, man. You're with your covenant. You're with your fucking people. This is the people you grew up with. And you go there and it says, no, not only no, but fuck no. You don't do that. And so anybody that fucking would come up and say, well, us two men want to get married in your church. Hit the fucking door, buddy. You're members of this church. You were members of this church yesterday. Today you're excommunicated. Out the fucking door with you. You can't come in here. You're bringing goddamn what we consider evil through the fucking door when you come in, you sick son of a bitch. And this is what kept it all under control, people. It was the greed of the fucking goddamn just individuals, like anything else. But you know, fuck it. Still, it's the 501c3. When they take that 501c3, now we can make money with our church. You could anyway. A church was so fucking protected, man. It was unbelievable. The people protected their churches as much as they protected their own goddamn rights and freedoms. Go ahead.
That was policy. That wasn't law, was it?
What's that?
With the churches?
With the church? No, no.
Wasn't that a policy?
No.
It wasn't a policy.
501c3.
The Bill of Rights was the highest law.
My friend, a 501c3 contract is a 501c3. Yeah. You're forming a fucking corporation. When you fill out
I know that. But what I'm saying is that, because it all comes together through the 1871 Act. That's what I was trying to explain.
I'll read the 1871 Act and I'll explain what you're talking about. But I know what the goddamn, I know the churches were set. But the church, my family church back in West Virginia, set on my grandfather's land. It was cut from, I mean, the timber was cut from his land. The people, the community built it. It was also used as a school. It belonged to them. And I guarantee you no government came back there and tried to tell them, one of the first things they wanted to get out there after they got all the 501c3s in there was fucking preaching politics from the goddamn pulpit. And that's not what the goddamn church was for either. If a church
weren't elective officials, were they?
They weren't. Hell no, they weren't elected. In fact, Laura's dad, I mean, he was a decent, excellent, goddamn Christian man. And he went to church all of his fucking life. And when she was about 10 years old, the church they were going to, the pastor, he had a little wife and a little kid. He had an affair within the church. And it was just treated like a fucking scandal. Stan walked out. He never came back in again. I mean, he went to weddings, you know, for people's, like when his kids were married and what might have you. But he never went to another church again because it was, I mean, what happened was fucking unacceptable to him. But the bottom line here is the covenant of the church. The covenant of the church is like the church fucking law. I mean, homosexuals, don't even say it in here. There's the goddamn door right there. You go through it and don't let it hit you in the ass on the way out. And don't you ever come back. They could have never done this without the cooperation of the goddamn pulpit taking the 501c3 goddamn contracts. Now they're down on the fucking border getting millions and billions of fucking dollars for aiding an invasion into our goddamn country. The Pope's little brown army. At any rate, let's go on with this little bit here. And this is putting it into federal. You can't put it in federal law. Who the fuck do you think people think you are? In the first place, you do not have the authority to make law, you sons of bitches. When our goddamn Bill of Rights was ratified It was fucking ratified through the fucking states, through representatives of we the people. There is no goddamn states no more. There is no goddamn representatives of we the people. It's a fucking all a corporation within a corporation within a corporation. District within district within district of the District of Columbia. That was never supposed to get outside that 10-mile barrier, remember? At any rate, I mean, fuck. This is what you're talking. 12 Republic. Listen, and this is, and it was always, you know, they played that game, that left-right paradigm game. All the Republicans, all they're good Christian folk, and they'll, all the Democrats are, they're communists. They want, you know, fag, and they did. I mean, but the goddamn, when it comes to the end, because we are at the end, guys, we're going to fight or fucking lose this country. But when it come to the end, they're all coming together and they're all swapping fucking spit. And now all of a sudden it's all right. These, I mean, how many times I seen it when I was growing up? You know, this is, oh, and God bless you. I mean, that's all they say. He's a religious man. Just like Trump. He's found religion. By Jerry Falwell sitting there, the fucking, the goddamn, prostitute fucker. You look at people like Jim Brown. I mean, not Jim Brown, but James. What the hell was his name? Baker. Bill. I mean, goddamn, had big whorehouses and shit. But he did it through the 501c3 because once it turns 501c3, it is no longer a religious covenant. It is a goddamn corporation. And if they, and see when they were telling them what they could and could not preach on the fucking pulpit about goddamn politics, well, that had no place in it. I told you I grew up in a goddamn church. I understand how it works. You're supposed to be you're supposed to have your congregation, your people, or your study, and you're trying to understand this, which is fucking ununderstandable. I'm sorry. But you're trying to understand what is right and what is wrong. And the preacher up there, he ain't going to understand it for you. If it's a real fucking preacher, he's going to emphasize on parts of the Bible, you know, in the beginning when you're getting, you know, when you first come in and you get the big speech. He's going to emphasize a part. He's going to have a point he's trying to make. But he's not going to fucking say it. He's going to tell you about this happened and this happened and this happened and this was what resulted from it. And then you're supposed to go out. You're an individual. Everyone on this goddamn planet. I wish people could just realize that one fucking thing. Everyone on this planet is an individual. There's no two of alike. So there cannot be one goddamn set of fucking things, of rules or anything else that fits everybody perfectly. It cannot happen. But then after the preacher, he gets ready, you know, he might lean towards, he might have his own political leanings, but he sure as hell cannot preach from the fucking pulpit. You're not a goddamn government goddamn agent, but you are a government agent. That's why they think they can fucking do it. But I mean, like they come up and, you know, like this shit down on the border. They are committing high treason. They are aiding in the goddamn invasion of this fucking country. The churches. And there are no real churches out there no more. Because a real church, I mean, it ain't about, that ain't what it's about. It's about making you the kind of person that makes the right fucking decision that fucking makes the world happy instead of fucking miserable. And that's how you make your decisions. The preacher don't come around and say, hey, vote for this guy right here. Vote for this guy right here. We got these two Masons sitting over here in the third fucking row. You need to vote for them. And I said, fuck you. If they'd have tried it back when I was young, that's what they'd have got. They'd have got fucking, well, the pastor and his wife, like I said, were like family to us. But, I mean, if somebody tried that, they'd just get their ass. They'd throw them out by their fucking pants, out the fucking back front door. But here you go. This is what you get when you just let it go. When you accept a 501c3 church, this is what you get. This is what you fucking ask for. Those two men that walk up and want to get married in your church, When you're sitting there with your Bible there and you're sitting there going, you can't do that. That goes against our teachings of this church. Well, your teachings of your church come fucking second, just like you fucking do under the 14th Amendment. The teachings of your church don't goddamn matter. Because you're talking a political fucking animal now. When the church joins with the federal government in contract, they become agents of the fucking federal government. And the federal government will tell them what to fucking do. And if they don't, it's just like these goddamn things with the guns. We'll pull your license. We'll take your license. We'll shut you down. Don't think so? Look at the Indiana Baptist Church. That church had been there. I mean, that was a big church, and it had been there for fucking ever in 2 days. And they were going to tear it down because they were getting rid of the 501c3. They realized what it was, and they were getting rid of it. And they'd gotten rid of it, and they thought they were going to get it. And the government seized their fucking land. They seized their buildings. The militias came down there. I mean, there were Christian militias that came down there, and they stood guard over it, and it was safe for. And then finally the preacher, you know, comes up, oh, we don't need no help. We don't. And then the fucking militia guy said, fucking no. You know, we have to guard this. Or they'll fucking, they have no, no, they would never do, they'd never tear down a church like this. Indiana's Baptist fucking church, really? Soon as the goddamn militia pulled out, all the goddamn, clergy that were, pushing to remove the 501c3 were put on fucking gurneys, pulled out of the fucking place, and they bulldozed it. This is the kind of power this goddamn corporation is claiming to have over your fucking life. And go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, so when I've been listening to you for a long time, my thing is that the only way out of this is to shoot our way out of this.
Well, God, yes. They're just not gonna realize they done something terrible wrong. They knew they were doing something terrible wrong when they did it.
Yeah, so they're committing treason on everyone.
Yes.
And people are just sitting there going, oh, everything's okay, which everything's not okay.
Or they're going, you know, it's got the rot. I mean, I've been with other militias before in the way past. And, you know, we started rattling some cages because I was with some kind of rough dudes and we were intelligent. We'd read their law and then we were reading the fucking the law. And I mean, how to write the law, and we were figuring out what the fucking common law was. And so, you know, we got up on our, two bunches of us, a bunch down in L.A. and a bunch here. I was the bunch here because everybody else fucking ran. But, I mean, we got beat the fucking hell beat out of us, got put in fucking jail as political prisoners, documented political prisoners. And these son of a bitches, they just fucking, they got away with it. I mean, there is no, that's why I tell you people, there's no way to paper your way out of this. When you corner them with fucking fact, they will try to kill you. That's a goddamn natural fact. But what we're looking at here is, I mean, look at you here. It's always been that lie. I mean, discovery of the lies, man, has been, we've discovered some fucking lies on this goddamn program. But the Republicans, oh yes, they're good Christian folk, and we vote Republican every time. And now the Republicans have become the representatives of the robber barons, people like goddamn Zuckerberg. They don't give a goddamn about fucking your church. But I was going to tell you, like, if you had your church, and it was like it was supposed to be, founded without the permission of the government, that 501c3, and you were exercising your right to fucking exercise your religion, which, you know, the doctrine that was being taught, you chose your fucking minister, and the people are showing up on Sundays, and they're a covenant, they are a congregation. If you'd done it that way, when the guy came to say, I want, you know, us two men want to get married, he said, get out of here. Yeah, you bring it to the church. You bring it to the congregation. these two men went in, and everybody go, and we've talked about this many times. Go look at their page on the Bible, and oh, no. You can, that is an abomination. You for even suggesting it and showing that you are with a man, you are there'd be a vote of excommunication. And they'd be voted excommunicated, and ain't a goddamn thing they could do about it. You couldn't go to no court. You couldn't do nothing because the fucking church was private. It belonged to the fucking people that the covenant of the fucking people that fucking occupied that building, who built that building. This homosexual fucking faggot shit would have never fucking, it wouldn't even have got a goddamn sprout, let alone a root. But that's how it got here. And people want to go turn around and, well, it's an open Bill of Rights. No, if you'd have followed the fucking Bill of Rights when the first son of a bitch went 501c3, he committed a fucking crime, buddy. Every one of these churches that have went 501c3 have violated the first article of the Bill of fucking Rights, the highest law in this land, the unalienable law of December 15, 1791. And you would have fucking, back then, well, probably they did it right after the Act of 1871. I guess why I keep thinking about you talking about that. I'm sure it was right all in there mixed together. Because that's what because you would have still had the common law courts, and the people could have fucking, they would have strung them up. They could have said, you're trying to commit insurrection. You're trying to fucking remove our right to have a fucking church the way we want it. And they could have hung them. They could have shut it all down, and look what we're looking at today, people. I mean, I decided to look at this aspect of it because I looked at the headline, and I steamed. Because I know how unnecessary it is and how people will argue. Well, if ever, we had a theocracy here where I could force my goddamn beliefs, my interpretations down your fucking throat. See, that's like one church next to another. The churches have battled each other for how long? But I mean, it's like having one church next to another. You got the right to go in your church and believe whatever in the fuck you want to believe. And be a part of that covenant. I got the right to go over to this church and believe whatever I want to believe and be a part of that covenant. We come out, we shake hands. We have no beef. There is no beef to be settled. The reason there was never no beef to be settled is because the Bible is goddamn theology. You can't use it in a court, though they did. I mean, in the King, the King James, he went and picked through this is what's going to be. I mean, that's the most famous Bible. And then, they've a couple since then. It's pretty weird. Go ahead.
I don't mean to interrupt you.
That's all right.
But you're right. You're right about the first article. It's the freedom of speech and freedom of religion. So without the Bill of Rights, them 10 articles, you can't have religion.
No, that's what I tried to. That's
you can't have nothing. You can't have the second article. You can't have
no. You can't.
That's what I was trying to understand, because people were like telling me all because of the head of the church, and then they brought up the 1871 Act, and then I was like, wait a minute. So it must go all together.
And there you go. Because the 1871 Act, if it does what you said,
the Revolution War from 1776, even when that was hijacked.
Uh-huh.
So now I understand that the whole system, you need the Bill of Rights.
You have to have it.
You won't be able to have
it. That's what I keep screaming at these people. You're not a Christian. What the fuck's the matter if I'm a Christian? It's my personal beliefs. It's my right to believe whatever I choose. And that's what protects your right to believe whatever you choose. And I'll die for your fucking right. But you want to fucking...
And I die for your rights, too, and everybody else's for that, for the Bill of Rights. Because without that, you don't get anything.
Yeah, that's what
You're totally a slave. I mean, worse than a slave, it seems like.
It's what I try to explain to them. If you do not get together on this goddamn page of 10 articles that some geniuses fucking wrote to save your ass in the 9th and 11th hour, where we're sitting right now, if you do not come together on that, if you cannot agree that we have to fight and we have to take that back before we can even argue about anything else, you're going to lose your fucking right to argue. You won't argue about it. You ain't going to argue about this religion or that religion or whatever, because communism does not allow for a religion. That's a fact. Anyways, we're going to take a break. I'll be right back.
Sister Christian, oh, the time has come. And you know that you're the only one to say, okay. Where you go and what you looking for? You know those boys don't wanna play no more with you. It's true.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin.
The state of Jefferson.
Looking back on everything and all the things that stay, I can count on memories, cause they don't go away. Good times were hard to hold until she came along. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I'm not always there, I know, but she don't mind at all. As pretty as a picture that hangs on my own wall. She's like Mississippi when the sun comes up at dawn. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She don't care what the game is, she's always down to play. My world without her seems a million miles away. She don't have to worry, I know where I belong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. I've been down some aces and I've played them all the same. But she's the only one that keeps me in the game. And no fame or fortune could ever keep me gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. There's a magic down in Memphis that never seems to fade. Even now them voices carry like a lonely serenade. It's the memories that still and always will be on my mind. They move me every time. She sees the good in everything there is to see. Sometimes I wonder what she ever sees in me. I'm not always right, you know, but she's never led me wrong. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. In all my travels, I've never found a way to find the words that say the things I'd like to say. I've sang some melodies, but she's my favorite one. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. With an angel on my left side and a devil on my right, she's the one who saves me from them dark unholy nights. Of all the ones who've left me, it's a wonder she's not gone. She moves me like a Memphis soul song. She moves me like a Memphis soul song.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:39 Pacific time, and that was Uncle Cracker with Memphis Soul Song we listened to there at the break. What we're talking, you know, we're talking about this Republicans join Democrats to advance same-sex marriage. What we're talking about is the freedom of thought. If you have absolute freedom of thought, nobody can keep you from believing anything you want. You are absolutely free, but if you let that fucking go, I mean, goddamn, if you say you would fight for your religion, you better fucking fight. You better get out, you better put every other difference aside. Once we get through whipping these motherfuckers out of this goddamn country and we have our rights back, if you got a beef with me, I'll take it up with you. But we have to come together as a goddamn people and save the goddamn document that gives us our fucking freedom, the freedom to speak. You won't be able to, you ain't gonna preach on the fucking corner. You think you are? You're stupid. And you're letting them fucking do it too because, oh, no, we want a theocracy. Fuck, you ain't getting one. Because that would be dictating what I think. That would be, and then what do you bring it down? Then the church and then be like fucking, Europe, all the fucking churches fighting each other and killing each other. Oh, I'm right, guy. This part. You know, I've said it before here on here. People have been here a long time, you know. Now you have goddamn Moses, you have, Jesus, and you have Muhammad, who were supposed to be prophets of God. The same God. How could, is God, God's perfect? How could the message be so misinterpreted by the prophets or scrambled by the prophets or just unacceptable to the fucking people? Look at the people who have been killed fighting between them three religions with the same God. And it's all because of the interpretation. And that's what they fucking want here. They would like to have this nation be a goddamn theocracy where they fucking, we're going to interpret what the Bible laws, and you're going to do it. No, I ain't. You would have goddamn conflicts right out the fucking door because the different denominations do not agree. You can't have it. Freedom of thought. What's wrong with that? Why can't, if you can go and you can believe whatever you want to believe, pray to whatever God you want to believe, if that's what you want to do, if you can live your life like you want to live it, as long as you're not bothering nobody else, what the fuck else do you want? You want to fucking, what you want is to fucking be able to tell me what to do, isn't it? You're as sick of the son of a bitches we're fighting. I'm going to read the rest of this because it's just completely sickening and nobody should miss it. In perhaps the greatest defeat conservatives have ever suffered at the hands of Republicans, the Senate today advanced the Democrats' bill, and there ain't no shitting worth, there's not a dime's worth of difference between none of them. You let your political parties do your thinking for you, worthless son of a bitch. Bill to enshrine same-sex marriage into federal law in a vote of 62-37, well, they can't fucking do it. Was this federal law? I mean, the Volstead Act was a law because it went to the goddamn several states and fucking, I mean, I don't think it was even a fucking law because the goddamn Constitution's no good. They'd already violated the Constitution to the point that it was, null and void. It was null and void actually out the fucking gate because the first thing they did was break their own fucking laws. At any rate, 12 Republican senators joined all Democrats to move forward on the bill. Remember, 12. The Respect for Marriage Act, including Senators Susan Collins of Maine, Rob Portman of Ohio, Tom Tillis of North Carolina, Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, Mitt Romney of Utah, Roy Blunt of Missouri, Richard Burr of North Carolina, Shelley Moore, Capito of West Virginia, Joni Ernst of Iowa, Cynthia Loomis of Wyoming, Dan Sullivan of Alaska, and Todd Young of Indiana. There's your political party, people. There's your political platform. Queers! Now, are you queer? Are you one of these goddamn queers? You're a Republican, aren't you? We went for this party politic bullshit, and we should have never done it. We're not supposed to be fucking group thinkers. We're supposed to think as individuals. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, you were talking about Aleister Crowley the other day. Uh-huh. Albert Pike is the one that created the Democratic Party, but you try to tell people that, and they're just dumbfounded.
Albert Pike told us, he wrote down exactly what they were going to do, and by God, they've done it to the fucking letter.
And I'm like, but you can't see that? And then people are like they're always using excuses.
Well, yeah, because an excuse is easier than the lump on the head. We got to fight, dude.
Yeah, I know.
We got to fight, and see, that's what people can't face. They'll do any goddamn thing to find an excuse not to fight, because you could get hurt fighting.
They don't want
to
go up against it, yeah.
It ain't that. We got them fucking outnumbered fucking goddamn thousands to one. It ain't that. It's goddamn pure cowardice. And like with the Christians, well, we're not going to fight unless it's for a fucking theocracy. And we're going to wait until you guys go down and fight, and then we're going to come and get you, and we're going to fight you. Come on down and fucking try it. I have seen the temper of your goddamn Christianity across this country. There are very few real fucking Christians in this goddamn country, and they're not going to fight to tell me what to fucking do and how to live. I guarantee it. We'll bury every fucking one of you. Huh?
I agree with you 100%.
Well,
everyone has the right to think the way they want to think, and they should be the way, like, the Bill of Rights should be the highest law of the land.
Right, but you do not have the right to bring, I mean, individuals what you do in your own castle is your own goddamn business. But when you bring it out into the public arena, when you come and say you're going to teach my kid to be a fucking queer because you're fucking queer, and I stomp your fucking ass or do whatever, I'll kill your fucking ass right there on the spot, I'll be judged by 12 fucking people. Those 12 fucking people are going to say whether goddamn, there used to be no question in this country, but those 12 people will fucking say whether I committed a goddamn crime or whether I was fucking, those were fighting words. And that's what it is. Those are fighting fucking words. You don't come out into the public square with your fucking sickness. If you can't get rid of it inside your fucking own castle walls, or we catch you in that castle fucking raping kids or doing anything else, man, we'll hang your ass so fast and make your fucking head swim. And you fucking goddamn transvestites, you better learn how to dig a hole in the goddamn ground to piss in, because you ain't pissing in our goddamn bathrooms. You walk in a bathroom behind my fucking wife and see what happens, you son of a bitch. No, I want to try and get this because it is rugged. A Republican senator leader, Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, voted against the Respect for Marriage Act, but refused to stake out a public position before the vote. Senator John Thun of North Dakota, the GOP senator responsible for the enforcing party discipline on important votes, also voted no, though he did not urge Republicans to oppose it. Here's your party politics, you dumb son of a bitches. Can you think for yourself? See, if you were voting fucking thinking with your own goddamn mind instead of sitting there on your dead fucking ass and listening to a fucking the goddamn buzzwords and slogans of a bunch of fucking of a bunch of pedophiles, your vote might have accounted for something, but it don't count for nothing no more because the vote is fucking gone because this is a corporation. It has to be removed. The 14th Amendment has to be removed. The Bill of Rights must be put back in place and enforced as absolute law that it is fucking intended to be. Then you will be free. That's why you don't hear them talk about the Bill of Rights. You hear every goddamn thing else in the fucking world. I've heard of documents I never fucking even thought, had no clue it existed. They talk about shit and goddamn, they'll go clear back, 2,000 fucking years and talk about something. They won't talk about that fucking Bill of Rights that's standing right there in front of them. That is ratified, absolute, the highest goddamn unalienable law in this goddamn country, period. The violated is goddamn sedition and treason. They've declared war on it. And we're not fighting the goddamn war. That's how you lose it. And then you can sit around and go, well, we can't even argue about what goddamn religion is or what we should be able to do. We're not allowed to. You'll be like them goddamn dead-headed fucking chinks I seen on the fucking TV. Dumber than a fucking sled runner and just do what you're fucking told, boy. I seen fucking Biden and some other son, oh, was it, who was it, Schumer, wearing the goddamn smocks like fucking goddamn Hillary Clinton did. You want communism? You know what really gets me about this is we were hitting hard on communism when Barry Satoro was in fucking office. And then he stood on the podium and goes, and we defeated communism across the globe. You fucking. And people just fucking lapped it up. Too stupid. Did you go look for yourself? Because right now at this point in the ballgame, I got to wonder about somebody that doesn't go look for themselves. You believe any goddamn thing these people tell you? Anything. I don't believe a fucking number. They tell me the sun came up in the morning. I'm going to go look out the goddamn window because I don't believe them. I'm going to finish this because it is sickening. To oppose it, Democrats needed 10 Republican votes to overcome the Senate 60-vote filibuster and begin formal debate on the bill. And, oh, my goodness, guys, just like here in Oregon, by a tenth of a percent where they try to think they're going to pass this measure 114 fucking communist bullshit across jurisdiction. You're not going to fucking alter our Constitution. You already have, I know, but we figured out how you did it. You're not going to do it through that fucking 14th Amendment and goddamn legislation. You will not alter our goddamn Bill of Rights. It cannot be altered. The Ninth Article makes it clear. No power of any kind can exist to change it. And that's what's going to get the goddamn rope put around your fucking neck. The legislation is now on a glide path to final glide path, people. This is, you know how many, there ain't a fucking handful of fucking queers and transvestites in this whole fucking country. It's just a handful of these. Why do they want these sick motherfuckers? They want to cram this down your goddamn throat. Are you going to let them? The legislation is now on a glide path to final passage, which would require just 51 votes and is likely to happen after the Senate's Thanksgiving recess, CNN, you cannot believe nobody but CNN, by the way, reported. Today's vote came despite the objections of many of the most prominent conservative groups in the United States, including the Heritage Foundation. I guess you shouldn't have went with a goddamn group. I guess you shouldn't have tried to keg up. I guess you shouldn't have tried to form cliques and collectives in a country that depends on goddamn individual freedom and liberty to fucking survive! I don't care if there's two of you, if you're both fucking cunts, it don't matter if you won't pull a trigger. Thousands of Christian churches and institutions and the overwhelming majority of Republican voters, that's the dead-headed son of a bitches. And you are dead-headed son of a bitches along with being traitors for fucking voting. You are a dead-headed son of a bitches because you can't think for yourself. That's why you go to a fucking party to get your goddamn thoughts. To get your platform. To get what you believe in. You're fucking dumber and dumb. Republican voters who oppose federal legislation to codify homosexual marriage. The Respect of the Marriage Act makes the redefinition of marriage the law of the land. No, it don't. You did it through a goddamn, what you did through a goddamn unlawful, fucking fraudulent, fucking corporation with zero authority that is in fact operating in violation of the fucking law of this land and the Ninth Article in particular. This is another act of goddamn fraud. But are the people going to do anything about it? The bill repeals the unenforced Defense of Marriage Act, which recognized marriage at the federal level as a union of one man and one woman. It was never this goddamn, never did this government have the authority to fucking, it's just like the Bill of Rights. Never did this government have the right to examine any kind of goddamn church doctrine. None. The church was separate, just like the people. They can't say, well, we've determined. You can't determine, motherfucker. You don't have the goddamn jurisdictional authority to determine shit. You gonna get the Bible out and start fucking interpreting it for the fucking people, are you? Well, though, this means you're a fucking screw man in the ass. Marriage and requires the federal government and all 50 states to recognize homosexuality. This motherfucking man don't. You can require these fucking corporations that are unlawful, that are goddamn running violations of the ninth article of the people's goddamn highest law in this land, ratified by we the people, December 15, 1791. You can do that, you motherfuckers, but we can shoot your fucking ass for it, too. States to recognize homosexual marriage lawfully performed in any state. See that lawfully performed. What do we talk about? What is a marriage ceremony? It's a goddamn religious ceremony. And it used to be a fucking, I mean, that's the people who went and got married in churches were religious people. If you're going to get married, I mean, it wasn't a contract. It wasn't a contract to make sure that the state had controlling interest in your fucking children, in your fucking property, and everything you fucking own, and assisted by the goddamn pulpit. Everyone on the fucking pulpit that took that 501c3's got a rope coming around their fucking neck. You dirty, treasonous son of a bitches. It also poses grave threats to religious freedom as numerous social conservatives and religious liberty organizations have repeatedly warned. The Respect for Marriage Act includes a private right of action clause that allows anyone who is harmed by the by a violation. No. But see, none of this shit applies unless you have that 501c3, unless you joined with the government, unless you become a government agent. The government can't do this. The church as sure as fuck can. The churches can throw your ass out the fucking door anytime they want. You can be excommunicated. Different fucking law. Of the bill to bring civil action against a person who violated it for declaratory and injunctive relief. You want what the fuck's wrong with these? See, they're doing. You know this is on purpose. What would make a motherfucker that know that you're going to walk into a church where everybody in there wants to fucking hang you, and with your man on your fucking shoulder or your woman on the woman's shoulder, and you're going to walk up and fucking and fucking get the blessing of fucking God from these people? No, they don't want you fucking there, but you want to force your way in. This is farce! This is cramming shit down your throat, people! And whether you let it happen or not is up to fucking you. Attorneys General would also be able to bring civil action. Attorney General, there ain't no such thing as an Attorney General. That was the first fucking fraudulent act of the fucking first fucking Congress. Claiming that they had jurisdictional authority over the whole United States of America. That means all the fucking people. We went right from King George's fucking goddamn subjects to their fucking subjects. No, we didn't. Because we corrected that in 1791. We laid down the fucking law. We just didn't fucking enforce it. We enforced that law. You take it, your attorney general's all gonna fucking hang because they can't exist. There is no such thing as how can you have a government that serves you that has jurisdictional authority over you, dumbass? Would also be able to bring civil action against alleged violators. The House already passed the Respect for Marriage Act in July with an unanticipated 47 Republicans. How you, I'm a liberal vote for Trump, yeah. I'm a vote things and stuff. You don't got the goddamn brains that God gave a fucking mouse. You're fucking deadheaded, worthless, son of a bitch. You sure as hell will not think for yourself. Are you for this shit? Oh, it's not them, it's just some of them Republican rhinos. That's what we'll call them. We'll call them rhinos. No, political parties were never supposed to be in this country. This is a country that was founded for individual free nationals. That's what that goddamn Bill of Rights is all about. I am an individual. I have individual thoughts. I'm not like you. No two people are created alike. And I have my, we have our goddamn, our maximums and our, right now I want to file a grievance. Well, you know what? I can't because my first article is being fucking violated. Until we come together and get that goddamn document back into goddamn power, I don't want to hear this shit from people. Because you're about to lose your goddamn right. You'll sit there and you'll, I don't know, maybe you'll fucking they'll make you be the ring bearer for some fucking hairy man marrying some fucking hairy man. I don't know. Maybe this is a fucking world you want. If it ain't, you better fucking start showing it. Anyway, this has disgusted me enough. We'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast. The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. Until then, go ahead and read this fucking article and look at this fucking... There is no jurisdictional authority for none of this shit, people. This is cramming homosexuality to fucking... I mean, they are such a tiny little fucking group, but you got to get the sickness going. You got to get the... How do you demoralize a whole fucking country? Well, you got to start some fucking where, and they started a long fucking time ago. When they fucking let a goddamn man go in a woman's bathroom, if you'd have told me that when I was younger, I'd ever see something like that, I'd have laughed at you. Like I said, you know, I've been, every one of you men out there, I know, maybe not every one of you, but the majority have accidentally stepped in the ladies' bathroom before. And, oh, Jesus, as soon as you realize it, it's a shock and you're embarrassed and you want to get out. I mean, goddammit, there's a reason for that. The reason you feel that way. You're trying to take goddamn life away from us, for Christ's sake. Don't let him do it, people. That's a word from the trenches.